Welcome to today's show on overcoming prospecting inertia. One of the biggest bottlenecks to growth in your business is sales. As a business owner, you have the ability to go out and drum up new business opportunities. The issue is that it's hardwired in us to avoid rejection. And if we cannot drum enough business, our business will not grow sustainably. In today's episode, I want to share with you two tactics that you can implement to help you overcome prospecting inertia and help you simplify your business growth. Imagine going to market with zero fear about how customers perceive your brand, your product, and you. So imagine having like a zero care attitude what other people think. What I found, like in general, myself included, as a business owner, we can be very precious about our sales approach. What I'm talking about is the prospecting part of the sales process. And if you haven't gone out to make a sale before, it can be a very uncomfortable exercise for a lot of people. And it's hardwired in us. We don't like rejection. If you think back to our tribal days for a second, we're naturally hardwired to seek out acceptance by other people. Our survival depends on being accepted by a larger group and the safety of that group. And in sales, you're putting yourself and your brand out there with the danger of getting rejected. And it goes against everything that you have been hardwired to do. What I've learned in helping other people develop their sales process is that the fear of rejection can hinder us from achieving our goals. It's a bottleneck to our success because being precious about being rejected and not having our brand out there comes at a considerable cost. And that cost is not being able to get your word for your product or service out there into the market. So I thought long and hard about this, and there are a couple of ways in which you can overcome this inertia. Each one has some pros and each one has some cons. The first one is to generate inbound leads with paid advertising. So there are a couple of different ways in which you can generate inbound leads. You can run some paid ads, social media, some advertising on Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can hone in on Google search, write some SEO content that captures an audience and brings back leads to your website. The tricky part is figuring out what to say to people to turn them into warm prospects and entice them to book that demo call or that free trial for your product, or even better, to just purchase the product outright. Most business owners want to start at this place. The problem is it takes time to develop an inbound funnel. It takes a lot of fine-tuning, and it requires a lot of exploring and testing to figure out what exactly works to bring in more leads. It gets a lot more tricky when you have software as a service product and if you sell to other businesses, because chances are that you have a complex product and it's not something people simply look for online. With complex products, it can quickly become hard to actually advertise and generate inbound leads, especially if you've created a new product category. And to dig a little bit deeper into this, have a look at one of the previous podcasts where we spoke about making your customer the hero of the story, not your product. And it's all about understanding your customer's pain points, understanding their vision, their outcomes, that will help you run better inbound funnels. The other thing you can do is start a digital outreach campaign with social selling tools. And there are several tools out there that take prospecting out of your hands, like completely take it off your hands. And think about the old emails, like the cold emails that got sent out, and they got much, 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 much better. So it's like this cold social media sales message, and I'm sure you would have received plenty of those on LinkedIn. But with the right tools and the right strategy, you can target your ideal customer segments in a much more scalable and cost-effective way. It allows you to directly connect with economic buyers in your target industry and engage on a social level. Once you connect, you can take your prospect down a series of steps that where you can help qualify and nurture your prospect. And you can actually figure out whether your product can help and you can get them on a call with you. One of the most challenging parts is finding new leads, whether that is due to scalability issues, so finding more, time constraints, or as mentioned earlier on, your comfort levels. All of the above approaches, like either whether you're reaching out direct selling or you are running some social paid ads, both of the approaches let you gain some scale in your method. Over the past decade in the tech sector, I've learned that the fastest way to scale a business, your business, is by first doing it yourself. Not through advertising, not through Facebook ads or outsourcing it, but through hand-to-hand combat. Going out, talking to people, and learning to overcome rejection. What this allows you to do is get insights from customers that you can't get from an ad. Your first 100 customers will fuel the strategy for your product and fuel the design of your business model. It's invaluable and you cannot scale that at the beginning. Nobody wants to be rejected and this is our natural go-to. But if you can overcome the inertia with some slight automation to boost your prospecting, then you can very quickly get your word out. You can book more meetings, you can grow your company, you can have better conversion rates, and most of all, you can build a sustainable company that is scalable and able to grow. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to learn more about simplifying your growth and how you can elevate your game as a business owner, come check out selfstarters.co. That is selfstarters.co. You can find a link in the description. We have a ton of guides, video tutorials, and training modules to help you simplify your business growth. That is it for today. I will see you in the next one.